This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is kind of the slow season in the sports world. But the Steelers did acquire DK Metcalf today from the Seahawks. That is a blockbuster trade.
I was going to say it's a slow season for the sports world until you have massive signings over the weekend.
Did you not see the big hockey headline over the weekend?
No, I usually avoid those.
Hockey headline.
As do I. Until apparently Mizzou and KU played hockey against one another. I missed the memo. We even had a hockey team. I did not know that.
Well, that pains me because my neighbor across the street, Kyle Mead, plays for the KU hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is it an official KU hockey team or is it an intramural club level?
I think club is probably the word that they would prefer.
Maybe we could get him on the air because the melee, dare I say, brawl that happened.
Was it a fracas?
It was whatever is beyond that, Sam. Has now been posted on the Daily Mail. It is making international headlines. It was an all-out, just Google KU-MU hockey. Didn't know I would even get a result with that, but I did.
We went to the game last year. It was out at in Independence.
Was it a mayhem? It was more than that.
A scrap?
Was it mayhem?
There was blood on the ice. It came to blows. It was Friday night. Police officers had to go onto the ice to, quote, diffuse the tension.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call my neighbor.
KU1.
Who's a sophomore. Or as Bob Davis always says, a sophomore. He said there's three O's in that word. You pronounce them all.
As the final, please Google this. I want to see the look on your face. As the final horn sounded, players from both sides began slugging fists at each other. Bodies hit the ice. Buckets started flying. Sticks sprawled around the rink. The brawl appeared to start when a Kansas player was shoved by one of his rivals while the rest of the team celebrated the win.
Don't go shoving me.
Both benches then cleared. Scott, this is an all-out police on the ice.
It's a fracas.
Oh, it was.
Oh, this is more like a Donnybrook.
It was. It was a Donnybrook.
So it was after the game was over.
Yes.
What was unveiled?
Doesn't that make it assault?
We always talk about this when it comes to hockey. That in any other world, that would, yes, be assault and battery. And in hockey, you're like, oh, look at that.
But we've talked about this with sports in particular. If you slug a guy on the basketball court, that's just a flagrant foul. If you slug a guy after you shake hands, I believe you can be charged with assault.
Alt.
You're missing the inside joke.
No, I know.
They are not D1 players. However, according to the Daily Mail, though it is a slight step down in competition, the games are met with the same tenacity as their D1 counterparts because the schools, quote, famously hate each other.
They're D1 fighters.
Well, who won the match?
KU.
Okay, who won the Donnybrook?
Well, I mean, look where it starts with one, and then, Scott, it's just everything clears onto the ice, and everyone is fighting.
Well, I can see that my neighbor is being well-behaved.
Good.
Good job, Kyle.
Until now, when he starts swinging.
And then he takes his stick like a bat. I don't even see my neighbor out there.
Was that at the Independence Event Center? No, this one.
I don't think this one was at Cable Dahmer.
Okay.
I don't think.
I don't know where else they would play.
That parking lot was packed Saturday night, which is why.
Maybe it was at Cable. I'll look it up. Kansas, Missouri hockey. I'm probably the only person who's ever done that.
Honestly, and I apologize to anyone who plays, my first comment was, we have hockey?
Yeah, in Independence, mm-hmm. Cable Dahmer.
Was it in Independence?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's where they had it last year, too, so that must be kind of the site that they've agreed to.
Yeah, it's a great economic driver, bringing in the teams from two different cities.
When we were there last year, it was pretty well attended as well. I think that arena holds 8,000. It wasn't 8,000 packed, but the attendance was good.
Oh, I mean, there were two lanes stopped on I-70 as I tried to get down I-70.
It's a good intimate setting for a hockey match.
From the text line, I went to a fight once and a hockey game broke out.
You know that for Pete's sake in the Kansas City Star. It says it's been nearly 13 years since Missouri left the Big 12. But their disdain for Kansas remains strong, and the feeling is mutual. Border war scorn might not be as strong as it once was, but here's an example. Friday night, the KU Hockey Club team played Missouri, and at the conclusion, the teams got into a huge on-ice brawl.
So it's Friday night.
Yeah, as the announcer notes in the video below, there were four fights taking place simultaneously. That included a goalie fight.
Ooh.
That's called a fracas.
Members of the Overland Park Police Department had to hop on the ice to help quell the storm.
Because it took place at the sports park at Blue Hawk in Overland Park. That's where the Donnybrook.
Oh, so they played at Blue Hawk. Okay.
Yes.
There you go. They're scheduled to meet again April 10th.
We should avoid facts. We're not good at them. I was at the MU football game last year, and they still play Mr. Brightside in MU Stadium. And up on the big screen, not all four letters are there. But MU fans like to chant something during Mr. Brightside that I'm not going to say it because I like my job. And the entire stadium was chanting it, and they put the words on the big screen.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they promote you saying blank KU at MU football games. I was amazed.
On the Jumbotron.
It was censored, so it was.
All right.
Well, that's not very neighborly.
Do you think
the degradation of society
that any of the Overland Park police officers who went out onto the ice slipped and fell while trying to break up a fight on the ice?
Guarantee it.
I might have to ask Don Lacy about that. They're not wearing skates.
It'd be awesome to see OP.
They're not wearing skates.
Police check somebody out there.
Why wouldn't you just let them fight it out? It's not going to last all night.
I'm going to ask for body cam footage of that. I'm going to need that. Which, by the way. Did you guys see over the weekend that someone who follows my Facebook page wrote, where do we start? Remember the Liberty Police and Fire dramatic rescue of the woman and her baby who were driving up in Liberty. Some guy ran a stop sign.
Oh, yeah, and they went into the creek.
Yeah, she cranks the wheel. They are in upside down in water in a creek.
Yeah.
And there is this dramatic body cam video of all of these officers sliding down the hill trying to get to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
They have to break the glass out. They're like, ma'am, are you okay? The baby is dangling. It was very, very dramatic. For some reason, some woman came across that post of that video provided to us by the Liberty Police Department. It's very, and I even write, mama and baby are okay, but fair warning, this video is extremely stressful. Huge thanks to Liberty Police and Fire for joining us to talk about it. Baby is 6 months old. Mom and baby are going to be okay.
This was posted weeks ago now.
Weeks ago.
I think months ago.
Someone who follows that page wrote over the weekend, and I get a notification, so I click on it. Whoever was filming that is awful. You can't see nothing.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
I love your reply comment.
I believe her name was Stacy.
I said, oh.
Stacy's special.
Sweetheart. That's body camera.
Yes, I saw this.
Footage.
Could you hold the camera steady, please? We'd really like to focus on the action.
Whoever's filming that is awful. You can't see nothing.
You said something about this isn't Hollywood material.
This is not a Hollywood film set. And I sent that comment to our friends over at Liberty Police and said, could you please send your officers to cinema school? We need them to do a better job.
Came into that.
As they are tumbling down a snowy embankment to save a woman's life.
Amen.
I mean, some of these videos could be a little bit more stable. I'm just saying.
He was sliding down an embankment to save a woman's life.
He was running, not just a woman, a baby.
In sub-freezing temperature. You remember they're going, and then they get in the water and you can hear the water and they're freezing. Camera up, sir.
Yeah.
Hand left. Tilt up.
Liberty Police and Fire, do better.
My God.
Do better. Okay, guys? Quick break. Dan, Sam, Dana, my name is Scott. Here on KMBZ.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.